This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6:06 on this Monday morning, November 18th, 2024. It is truly a beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or on the Civic Media app, or on demand by podcast, or watching us on social media through our video feed. Thank you for starting your day right here. I got a question for you. Miss me? It was a wonderful, wonderful, much-needed week off, a true mental health break, which, as I said ahead of time, I wasn't really sure about the timing at first. When people said, well, the election might not be decided, you know, by the time it's the week after the election, or maybe that week will be all about, you know, what would the new Harris presidency be like? Who would the cabinet picks be? Well, neither one of those things came to fruition, which makes me look prescient in hindsight, because it was definitely the right week to take off, the right week to take basically a break from news based on the Trump cabinet picks that I've been hearing about. Yeah, I picked the right time to just head out to Idaho, gaze out at some snow-covered mountains, hang out with the older daughter and the older grandsons, ages 18 and 10. And that was just what this boy needed to recharge the batteries and then come back here and basically hop into the holiday season. Thanksgiving is next week. Christmas not far away. End of the year coverage, looking at the new year. And we're going to be doing that with some of our guests today as well. It is Monday, so Dr. Kristen Lyerly should be joining us, and we'll talk about, well, basically pick up where we left off before she became a candidate for Congress, when she was coming up here on Monday mornings and helping us kick around, you know, the weekend news headlines. But of course, I'm sure she'll have some more things to say since her campaign for Congress. And then we'll be looking ahead at 7:30. With State Representative Jody Emerson and Representative-elect Christian Phelps, both from the Eau Claire area. Christian, of course, used to visit with us on Wednesday mornings as part of our homeroom segment, working with the Wisconsin Public Education Network. Well, now he is a legislator-to-be, and so he and Jody Emerson will help us look at the upcoming session, which will still have a Republican majority in the Assembly as well as the Senate, but a much tighter one. And maybe things will be a little bit different than they have been back when the legislature was run thanks to gerrymandered maps that gave Republicans lopsided majorities across the state capitol. So we'll talk to them about that. Up North News reporter Selena Heller will be here as well at the start of the 7 o'clock hour. And she has a story that, now don't throw things at me, but the next elections aren't that terribly far away. And it's important to note that when we have these elections for school board come April, there are some school districts that have been turned on their heads because of right-wing school board members getting elected saying, we're all about the children and turning out to be anything but. And so what quality should we be looking for in school board members as they start to think about whether to run? Because you start circulating petitions to get on the April ballot for school board starting later next month. So it is time to start thinking about those things already. And we'll wrap things up with Jane Matinere previewing her show coming up at 10 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, along with some guy named Greg Bach.
Yes. Never heard of him.
And there he is now, Mr. Bach. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome back. Bienvenue.
Or as Tony puts it on YouTube, look who decided to come back from playing cowboy out west.
You know what? I'm glad that Tony brought that up. And this is not about you, because, you know, I could see you as a senior ranch hand. You know, you've been on the range for a long time.
Yeah.
You're gritty.
Yeah. Rugged.
But I feel like all the TV shows that are coming out now are all about, like, just geared towards guys who could never be cowboys or oil men or tough dudes. And it's just like this guy, Taylor Sheridan, only writes for guys who wish they could have just been tough guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're, and again, I'm not very familiar with Yellowstone, for example, but if you have more of a college education, if you're more of a white collar guy, well, then you're like the one son there who's like, you know, he couldn't lasso a rope, so he's not a real man. Yet if he weren't there with his legal expertise, that ranch would have gone down in flames a very long time ago.
Yeah.
Kids, you need all kinds.
Yeah.
You need the people that can be cowpokes, and you need those who can file the right paperwork to make sure that you legally own that cow. This is how it works. And you have all kinds out there. I mean, my daughter who lives out there had married into a family where, you know, rodeo was one of the high school sports.
Yeah.
You know, so it is just gorgeous territory out there. Idaho Falls is basically a slightly larger Eau Claire. It's a college town.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful, peaceful place to be, and I couldn't have picked a better time to go out there. Tony now asking if I'm wearing Idaho flannel today or Wisconsin flannel. Tony is really feeling it this morning.
Tony hey, mind your business, Tony.
It's flannel, and it's comfortable, and it's that time of year, especially come Wednesday when the temperatures are just going to take a dive.
Yeah.
With highs in the 30s, it's going to get cold and rainy, maybe snowy up north here. Brittany Merlot is off for the next couple of days here, but you can hear the forecast throughout the day, and that forecast is going to be ugly as we move things along here.
Yeah.
Hey, before I forget, thank you to you and to Todd Alba and to Matt Rothschild and to Luke Mathers, people like Jim Santel who continue to come on board as well. I'm sure a wonderful week of shows, with my apologies ahead of time if I'm redundant with anything much that was said last week, but I'm sure it was high quality programming from top to bottom.
It was great. And Pat, I'm glad you know, I know with the election and the timing and everything, it was a little like, you know, should I, shouldn't I? But I'm glad you took a break. And that's something I do love about Civic Media as well, is that we do put, you know, mental health above a lot of things, and taking breaks and getting out of here and breathing. A lot of places don't do that. And that's what I like, is that we really prioritize your mental health, because that just makes shows stronger then, because you don't want to burn out.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, and feel very appreciative to work not only with Civic Media, but for Courier Newsroom. And they put a premium on that kind of stuff to make sure that you're taking care of yourself so that you can do a good job here at work. So with that said, you can be part of the discussion as well at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or you can text your comments or questions to that number. You can also use the Civic Media app, or if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, put something in the comments. We're taking your calls right now. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. All right, what was your favorite round in that fight, and why? And nobody's going to call in on that, because that was such a dud.
I honestly, like, when I found out that, I just tweeted rigged. I'm like, I don't know on what earth Mike Tyson doesn't pummel Jake Paul to the ground.
Well, that's certainly what we thought. And again, I wasn't planning to have any part of the fight, but somebody close to us really wanted to watch it. And so we're like, okay, fine. So we ordered some pizzas and we watched the undercard, the two women who were boxing.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was, again, I'm not the world's biggest, fan of boxing, especially with the women, but if you are, that truly was a fight for the ages. It was just such a battle.
Yeah.
And then you got these two guys coming in after all this buildup.
Yeah.
And it was just like, we expected Mike Tyson to come in like Mike Tyson of old, or I guess I should say Mike Tyson of young, who would come in, throw two punches, Jake Paul's head would roll off, and the fight would be done. That's not the Mike Tyson that we saw. We saw the Mike Tyson who is 2 years younger than me. And I just actually, you know what, Tony, I think put something up on YouTube here saying the fights before were pretty good. Tyson Paul was awful, except when Tyson came out fast in the first round, then immediately stopped trying. And that to me is the big question here. Because yes, in the first round, you thought he is about to murder Jake Paul. And then one of two things happened. Either it was, oh, wait, if I kill him too early, I don't get paid. Or, and I'm inclined to believe this one because I'm about that age, you got enough energy for round one, and then you're like, holy cow, okay, let's go do this some more. Let's just stand here some more and get paid. And
can I go in the corner and just take a break, please? Thank you.
Yeah, yes.
Woo.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was not enjoyable television. I'll say that much.
I didn't even know when it was happening until I saw something on there. Actually, I didn't know it was happening until I saw Twitter just freaking out because, yeah, of course Netflix is going to go down. There's probably like 100 million people across the world watching it. Yeah, their servers are going to be a little overwrought with people. So what did you expect to happen?
Yes. Yeah. And by the way, it wasn't just Twitter that blew up. It was everybody's new favorite platform, Blue Sky.
Blue Sky, which Blue Sky, Blue Sky.
I spent much of the week populating that alternative to Twitter, which for folks who might not remember, it was about a year ago or so that Blue Sky came out as this alternative that wasn't owned by Elon Musk, but you needed to be invited to join it, which I eventually got an invitation. I was like, there's not enough stuff here. And so I left it for a while. Well, the whole reason you do the invitation thing is so you don't grow too fast.
Yeah.
You grow slowly. They finally got to the point where you don't need the invitation thing anymore. Mm-hmm. And after the election, it just felt like this group movement of saying we are done with Elon's dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And Blue Sky is pretty much what Twitter was before Elon took over and turned it into, you know, nothing but Nazis and porn.
Yeah, I mean, I always want to make sure people know that that Blue Sky was actually, started by Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter. So it does have some connective tissue to the old site. But I was on Twitter this weekend and I just realized I kind of had that, you know, that gif of John Travolta looking around. I'm like,
yes,
it just feels kind of emptier here right now. It just doesn't feel like even the complaining about Twitter has gone away just because I went to Blue Sky as well. I'm there. I am Greg Bach. If you want to follow me, that's thank you very much. But I was scrolling through Blue Sky this week. I'm like, this is nice.
It is. It is very nice. And so we'll talk more about the social media platforms versus email. There's a discussion to be had there. But the last thing I'll say about being online, I deleted, I kid you not, 50,000 emails during the week. A lot of press releases that don't have to be saved. It felt so good. We'll talk Packers and much more right after this. You're up north.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Rosalinda's Eyes, part of the 52nd Street album by Billy Joel. That album is part of today's history lesson and bumper music throughout the day here on Up North News Radio on this Monday morning, November 18th. Nice to have you back here. Hey, bus stop temperatures around Civic Media Land look like this. It's 28 degrees here in Chippewa Falls. Hayward's at 27. Wausau, 30 right now. La Crosse, 33 degrees. Amory, 35. Wisconsin Rapids, 28. Green Bay, 33. Madison, 32. It's 30 in Waukesha, 37 at Radio Park in Racine, where you find Mr. Bach holding down the fort. Again, your forecast throughout the day with temperatures approaching the 50s for many spots today, but a big cool down happens starting later tomorrow. Cold, rainy, windy today in parts as well as we make that transition into winter. It's going to be getting there before you know it. The Up North News Daily Newsletter, you can sign up for it by heading over to our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe up in the banner on the top of our homepage. Christina Lori puts that together, has a story in there about business and politics, specifically Penzi Spices, and how there are businesses more all the time that are not shying away from having a political point of view. We spoke before I left on vacation about Kirk Bangstad up at the Minocqua Brewing Company. And of course, they've been all about, you know, political communication for a long time and have been talking more about doing more of that communicating through their email list rather than social media, where you're kind of left to the whims of whatever the algorithms, you know, say. And so you can learn more about Penzies and politics in our newsletter, as well as a story about the Guinness Book of World Records holder for oldest groom during a wedding in the state of Wisconsin. That, again, at our newsletter. Sign up at upnorthnewswi.com. How do we best sum up the Packers-Bears game here, Mr. Bach? I think maybe Tony has it. Oh, field goal.
Yeah.
It wasn't a doink for the Bears, but still, how did Coach LaFleur put it? He said, never apologize for an ugly win. Coach, I disagree. I think an apology is in order for, I don't know that I'd even call it an ugly win so much as another crushing defeat for the Bears, as the Packers hold on to win 2019 in Chicago with a blocked field goal near the end of the game. I heard most of it, saw the very, you know, the last half of the fourth quarter on there. It just did not sound like a fun game. I'm glad I didn't watch a lot of it, put it that way.
I just, you know, a win is a win. I don't disagree with that. But I would caution Packer fans. I mean, we're not playing the Bears anymore this season, are we? Are we playing one more time towards the end? I don't know.
I don't know.
My point is, it's going on because the Bears aren't going anywhere and we're not going anywhere. Don't get cocky before the game because, yes, did they win yesterday? They did. But did they win handsomely? Absolutely not. So the Bears, I just don't... I want there to be a little more respect, people. I know.
Well, the Bears, we do play the Bears again. They're actually the final game of the season.
Yeah.
At a date, which would be the first weekend in January, and it'll be at Lambeau Field. So okay. it'll be a cold one, and who knows what the teams will look like. And maybe by then, somebody will have figured out Caleb Williams, the Bears quarterback, because, boy, he was just running roughshod over the Packers, it seemed, at times there.
Yeah.
And he was able to pick apart the secondary, too. So it was not pretty, but as Tony reminds us here, division wins don't need to be pretty. Division games are tough, even with the Bears.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's how this rolls. So we'll take the win, let's just put it that way. Meanwhile, the Badger football team hosted number one ranked Oregon and nearly pulled off the upset, leading by 7 to start the fourth quarter, but the Ducks scored 10 in the final frame to beat the Badgers 16-13. Phil Longo was fired as offensive coordinator. Is that all that they need, Greg, or is Luke Fickell not that far behind him heading out the door here?
Yeah, isn't that? Hey, big ups to the Badgers. From what everyone was talking about last week, no one was expecting anywhere near like any performance that they gave this weekend. They were expecting a brutal massacre against Oregon. So to come out the other end 3 points down, that's laudable.
Yeah. Yep. It keeps people interested, especially as we, you know, continue to approach bowl season. The Badger football team next plays this coming Saturday at Nebraska. 2:30 is the kickoff on there. The Badger men's basketball team had a big upset win Friday night over ninth-ranked Arizona, 103-88, and the team improves to 4-0 to start the season. Wisconsin will host Texas Rio Grande Valley tonight.
Is that a real school?
That is, University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. Right. Yes, I actually know where the campus is. I had a daughter that lived down there, not far South Padre Island, not long ago. The 7th-ranked Badger women's volleyball team had wins in L.A. Thursday against USC and Saturday at UCLA, and their next match will be Wednesday night when they host 16th-ranked Minnesota. The Badger women's hockey team is now 12-0. They were 12-0 heading into the weekend match at Ohio State, and they will host St. Thomas this coming Friday and Saturday. I mean, they were just a juggernaut heading into the weekend. They won on Friday, and then they lost on Saturday by a score of 3-2. So they're now, what, 13-1 on the season. I would not be surprised if they're still number one in the national rankings, which come out later today, but we'll see. The Badger men's hockey team, not having nearly that kind of a stellar season. They played Penn State over the weekend, and they did win both games, and so they are now 4-8 on the season. And so now let's go over to the Milwaukee Bucks. They lost Saturday afternoon to the Charlotte Hornets on what was admittedly, even by the refs themselves, a bad call. But now they play home games throughout the course of the week. The Bucks are at home tonight against the Houston Rockets, Wednesday against the Chicago Bulls, Friday against the Indiana Pacers in one of the NBA Cup games, and then on Saturday against the Charlotte Hornets. So quite the home stand coming up here. And the Bucks, of course, won their first NBA Cup game. I still can't. I'm still on the fence about this one.
You always say it, NBA Cup.
The NBA Cup. Or maybe is it the Emirates NBA Cup now? I don't know. Whatever it is. It's the in-season tournament, which I poo-pooed last year.
Yeah.
But for a moment or two, it actually gave you something to pay attention to. So we'll see how the Bucks go with a nice long homestand this week. All right, we've got some news about the state Supreme Court talking about the future of the Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator. Coming up next, along with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, you're up north.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This is the title track from Billy Joel's 52nd Street that we'll talk more about in our history lesson in 15 minutes or so. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. For folks who might be relatively new to the program, they're like, well, yeah, you talked to her on Monday mornings. You know, she was running for Congress. Election's over. She was talking to us on Monday mornings at 6:30, long before this. There was a lot of thinking out loud. We workshopped this whole congressional thing, you know, over here. And
we're basically your campaign manager. So, you know, fine. It's
yeah. And then, you see what your mistake was there. But anyway, we'll that's all the postmortem we're doing on that. You know, as Alicia puts it so well on YouTube, the doc is home. So
it feels so good. Oop. So yes. Good to be home.
Yes. Saw someone just walk in the background and go, whoop.
Oh, yeah, they're not usually awake at this time. He accidentally went to bed at a reasonable time and woke up at a reasonable time, and he doesn't know what to do with himself.
That's going to keep happening to the point where one day it's going to be like 8:30, and he's going to go, that's fine. Yeah, I can go to bed now. That's good.
Let me tell you something. After a week of travel, including a travel that began with an extra day in Denver because of a snowstorm that blocked our flights. But after all that travel, 7:15 last night, we're like, we can't stay awake. And we thought, well, this is going to be a mistake. We're going to be up at like 2 a.m. or something. No, slept straight through.
Yeah.
So plenty well-rested to start the week. You went right from election into a work assignment. Now you're back home in the Green Bay area. So you're kind of catching up on your rest now?
Election Tuesday, back at work on Thursday. Just got home yesterday at halftime, and I was a smart mom. I brought Culver's for the boys so we could just, like, get right into the living room and watch the second half of that very interesting game.
Nice.
Oh, interesting game. Very interesting.
It was Interesting. God, you were such a good fan. You were such a good fan. It was an interesting game. No, it was terrible. It was awful until it wasn't.
It was a win.
Yes.
It was a win.
I would watch football if we had more commentary like that. This is interesting. The way they're passing the ball, I enjoy the flourish. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
The flourish. The flourish of another interception by Jordan Love. Yes. You know, more people do that all the time where they offer their own commentary. And it was one of my favorite things to look at on TikTok yesterday. And I'm showing Sherry some of the clips of Bears fans recording themselves reacting and then the blocked field goal. And they're all just going crazy. Oh, how could this happen? Oh, this is terrible. To those folks, I say, you keep going. You keep recording yourselves watching these games. Because I wish I'd have pulled out a camera. When we got to our local pub here, again, about halfway through the fourth quarter, we came right from the airport because we wanted to be around friends, even though the game sounded ugly. But we were in there, and the Bears are about to kick the field goal, and, of course, it gets blocked, and the place goes wild. It was wonderful. Everybody's so happy except me, wishing. I'm like, why didn't I pull my camera phone out? I could have gotten this great video. It was just this moment of electric, of electricity as the crowd goes wild. And I'm busy thinking, oh, I should have got that on video. Hey, Pat, how about you enjoy the moment, okay?
And that's, you don't always have to be a press guy.
No,
sometimes you can just be a guy.
Yeah, just be in the moment. And so that's what we're trying to do here. So that was all good. It was a nice day in the end. It was a nice trip. It was some nice time off. So now you're back home. I'm back home. We jump into things. And as we jump into things, look, we're not going to dwell on a lot of the, how did you put it? The interesting, picks made by Donald Trump last week. You know,
those were intriguing plays made.
Such intriguing plays that we'll
indeed
talk about later on.
Terrible. I'm going terrible on this one. I'm not.
Oh, you're not sugarcoating this one. Okay.
No.
Well, that's good. Good.
Because you can't. I mean, these picks, these are people who are making decisions on all of our behalf, and they're not qualified.
No.
I mean,
the people who said DEI hires were not qualified? Oh, okay. But you know, if you're a white guy convicted or accused of sex trafficking, I guess that's okay. You know?
Jeez. I don't get it. I mean, Robert F. Kennedy in charge of our health care, the CDC and the NIH. This is a guy who
He's
got abs, and he was photographed over the weekend having McDonald's, you know, and drinking a Diet Coke. So
I heard someone put it best. Oh, Jane told me, I believe it was someone on Twitter said, this isn't a cabinet, this is a junk drawer.
Yes. Yes, that's perfect. And so one of the things that we're getting back to a little bit closer to home is that even though Republicans had their majority, brought way down thanks to fairer maps, they are still in control. And some of them might still want to get rid of Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Again, nationally recognized as a good leader of elections. But some people are still trying to continue, you know, the charade about 2020. And so today, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court is going to hear arguments that could determine whether Megan Wolf will get to remain in her post. The irony of this is the whole reason Megan Wolf is still serving as Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator, even though her term has expired, is because Republicans were the first ones to figure out a loophole in the rules that allowed Fred Pren to stay on the Natural Resources Board for something like 2 years after his term expired, you know, blocking Tony Evers from putting one of his appointees on the Natural Resources Board. But now that Megan Wolf is doing the same thing, now suddenly they're running to the state Supreme Court saying, you got to fix this. You got to fix this. One of the things we have to readjust to being back from our breaks is that the election results might have changed the makeup of the legislature, but hypocrisy knows no bounds.
I'm so tired of shenanigans. And that was one of the things that
Kristen finally swore. God.
Watch your language. This is an FCC monitored show.
Well, that was one of the things that we heard over and over again when I was out campaigning, especially in rural areas. People are just tired. They're tired of people playing games with their lives. They're tired of these elected leaders not solving their problems. There are plenty of problems out there. People can't afford not just food and gas, healthcare, housing, you name it. People are struggling to get by, and our elected leaders are not making it happen because they're busy with shenanigans like this.
Yes. And look, I think that the state Supreme Court, which is now, of course, under progressive control, is going to say in so many words, get out of here. But they may also be the ones, because, again, there's this double standard. It's the progressives that always have to be the ones that actually do good and do right by the law. They're the ones that might actually say, you know, this holdover thing, you can't have this, you know. Mm-hmm. And so even though Fred Prannan got away with it and other Scott Walker appointees got away with it, it's possible that it will be, you know, Megan Wolf will be the one that's told by the court, oh, no, you have to step down or something like that, which would make sense, not because it's right, but because it's so typical that, again, there's this double standard over who has to play by the rules and who gets to barrel right through them.
Could they get a makeup call, you know, like in football when the refs make a bad call? Maybe.
One of the things, you know, that's like that. Ever since two weeks off, time's a construct. 2 weeks ago, the big thing has been what are the Democrats going to do to message better, to get, you know, and I think one of the big things that Democrats need to do is on this topic, which you're talking about right now, is the blatant hypocrisy, how the Republicans can pontificate and moralize all they want, but the moment that gets in the way of what they want to do, they don't have to do it, and then they jump on our cases for even daring to stray the line. They need to get better at just kind of clapping back at them. And honestly, I've been thinking about it, but Congressman Crockett would probably be the best example of how to speak with, I don't want to say, she does it well by speaking at them when she wants to. When they start running their mouths, she does not take their guff. And I think that's one thing Democrats are very bad at. They just allow Republicans to talk at them and talk them down. We need people who can be like, no, you're not. You never get to use child trafficking as a sticking point again. You never get to campaign on that. You have a guy who was investigated for trafficking, who is going to be our highest attorney.
Yeah.
That is insanity. You don't get to use that anymore.
And by the way, the big test here, this is such a big test for Republicans in Congress of are you just going to lay down and let Trump do anything? Or are you going to show a backbone in what is admittedly, this is the easiest decision possible, humanly possible, is to stand up against Matt Gaetz being Attorney General. And yet there's all kinds of folks saying, you know what, they're going to huff and puff. But in the end, they're going to say, well, it's Donald Trump's appointee. So, you know, he gets to have what he wants. And that would set the tone for everything that is to follow. And I really hope it doesn't end up doing it. Here's the other thing that I hope doesn't end up happening is taking this economy, which, again, is not perfect, but still better than any place else on planet Earth. And suddenly it's going to be, come January 20th, it's going to be, oh, this great economy, this great Trump economy. Don't let that happen. And that's the reason that I'm shoehorning this news story in from Friday. On Friday, Wisconsin recorded the sixth straight month of record employment with an October rate of 2.9%. And that compares favorably to the national rate of 4.1%. And a record high 3,068,000 people are employed in this state at 3,043,000 jobs. Again, 6 months in a row of record employment. Donald Trump has not been the president of the United States these past 6 months. It's been Joe Biden and it's been Tony Evers. And folks would do well not to forget that if these numbers start to change, you know, in the not too distant future.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem, is that there's so much time delay between the policies that are enacted and the results of those policies.
Right.
That when you're flipping, flopping back and forth between these administrations, the economy that you end up with is all of the policies that were put into place by the previous administration.
Right. When people are like, oh, Trump's economy, blah, blah, blah. No, that was what Barack Obama handed him.
Yeah.
And then he managed to screw that up as well. I would like to take personal credit right here for something because it was I've said in the past that I feel like I am the bed of fertilizer from which others have sprung. We're talking about like your Kristen Bry, who started working with me and Kirk Bangstad on a podcast. Now she's got her own wonderful radio show. You got Kristen Lyerly, who was, you know, a very happy, simple, humble country doctor. And then she started showing up on these things and ended up running for Congress and is, you know, just nationally, actually globally recognized now. I want to just point out that over the weekend, I noticed that our friends at Motherhood for Good started their own podcast.
Nice.
They're amazing.
Yes. I mean, I'm like, so again, we have a little bit of fun on this here radio show, and then people go, oh, if Pat can do it, he makes it look easy enough. Pat ran for Congress. I can do that. Jeez, if he can do it.
Moms are taking over the world.
Mm-hmm. And rightly so. I say that in with every bit of respect meant that you should go look at Motherhood for Good, either on their website or on their YouTube page. And give a listen. I just loved how when they started, you had Kate and Nicole going, well, I don't know where this is going to go, but let's see. And I just thought that was the perfect attitude that you want to bring into something is, I don't know, let's see where this goes.
It's like that feeling like, you know, you guys have been messing around long enough, so we're finally going to have to put our foot down. You know, these are the boundaries.
Yes. The main thing is they are staying involved, which is, I know what your message has been as well since the campaign, is stay involved in some form or another, and you're still talking to your supporters about ways to do that.
Always. Yeah, we actually put out a call to folks just a week ago saying, if you have all this energy and you need to direct it somewhere, reach out to me, message me on social media. I will help you find that place. And there are people from Hudson and Illinois and Maine who are like, I just want to find it. I need to do something to make it better. We can do it. We are going to do it. And we have to do it. But we do it together.
That's the whole point, is to get involved. And as others have said, do not just be a keyboard warrior. You know, this is not about just talking back to people on Blue Sky and Twitter and Facebook, but to join some kind of a local group or to be part of some other kind of community that can help you stay involved. And don't just show up at election time. This is year-round citizenship that we're talking about here. When we come back, Up North News reporter Selena Heller will join the conversation as well, and we will have today's history lesson for this Monday morning next, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Well, this is a unique circumstance, starting off today's history lesson. Kim Wilde is 64 years old today. And she, of course, is best known for a remake of this particular song. Which, by the way, in 1966, was the number one song for the Supremes. Set me free, why don't you, baby? Column A or Column B, kids?
Both.
Yes. I prefer the vanilla fudge version the best.
Oh, I forgot entirely. I forgot entirely that we could have gone back to back to back on that. But I don't think vanilla fudge was on the calendar today, whereas today actually is Kim Wilde's 64th birthday. And today actually is the anniversary of the Supremes hitting number one this day in 1966, which would have been Kim Wilde's sixth birthday. I should say good morning first to Selena Heller from Up North News, who's here as well. How are you?
Pretty good. How's everybody?
I got back, and I mean, Up North News is still, you know, standing.
We're still here.
So thank you for doing all the filling in. On this day in 1952, the birth of singer John Parr, that makes him 72 years old today.
Great 80s right now.
I am so back in college right now between the Kim Wilde song and St. Elmo's Fire, and I'm waiting for the rest of the Brat Pack to show up.
I just want to play music, man. That's why I carry my saxophone everywhere I go.
Yes. Well, let's see. At that point, we may as well invite Metallica into the mix as well, because Kirk Hammett is 62 years old today.
Oh, my God.
Yes, 62 today for Metallica.
Enter Sandman.
Yep. Which, and they have a double entry on the calendar, because it was on this day in 1997, back when he was 35 years old, that Metallica released Reload, their seventh studio album. Yep. Is that one that is that you know well?
I know every stitch of Metallica's music very, very well. I am a true Metallica fan from start to finish.
All right. Let's see. So what else do we have on for music? Let's get out of the 80s for a second here. Let's go to the 60s. On this day in 1968, a group called The Spiral Staircase recorded this hit.
Also, it's spelled S-T-A-R-E.
Staircase, as like in, they're staring at you.
Staring at you.
That's creepy.
Yes, but they love you more today than yesterday, so just keep that in mind.
And they're going to tell you while maintaining complete eye contact.
Back to the 80s, the first Calvin and Hobbes comic strip was published on this day in 1985 in just 10 newspapers. They grew pretty nicely after that. I suppose everybody hears.
There's a delightful documentary about Calvin and Hobbes that was done by a man from Appleton.
Really? Mm-hmm. I will have
well
will
worth
go,
watching.
I will go look for that. Yes, exactly. Let's head to the 70s now. It was 1972 when Steely Dan showed up on the charts for the first time when their debut single entered the charts at number 98. But the Now, it would take a little while. It would take until the next February of 1973 that Do It Again would peak at number 6. But it all started this day in 1972. On this day in 2005, the movie Walk the Line, based on the life of Johnny Cash and starring Joaquin Phoenix, opened in U.S. theaters. I have not seen this. I don't know if anybody else has seen Walk the Line.
It's decent.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yes, Reese Witherspoon.
There is a fantastic documentary about June Carter Cash on Paramount Plus right now.
Really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. She is phenomenal, and outside of Johnny Cash is amazing.
Do you know what documentary we watched at my daughter's over the weekend? Because she loves to decorate and everything. We watched the Martha Stewart documentary. How do we put this? I mean, look, it was her documentary. She cooperated with it and everything else. But, you know, she does not come off as warm and fuzzy, shall we say.
No, you don't get to those heights by being nice. She's like any other billionaire. She's a psychopath.
Yes, yes. That's kind of what I'm saying here. And she owns it.
Yeah.
She owns it, you know? We mentioned Billy Joel's 52nd Street album. It was the number one album this day in 1978.
I gotta download this record. Good Lord, this is good.
Oh, yeah. 52nd Street would also win the Grammy for Album of the Year. Well, you went uptown riding in your limousine with your fine park and there are very few songs where, how do I put this? A man can yell at a woman, and it does, rather than it being like, you know, misogynistic or inappropriate, where it's like actually appropriate to the occasion, where she was like way out of line the night before and he's just like letting her have it. I don't know if there's a lot of other songs like that, but you hear that and you go, wow, he clearly is writing from experience. He had a night that he had to write about at some point.
I feel like there's something in the Kreitlow family history here that we are starting to dig into.
Oh no, this is just all Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel's writing. It just seems to always point to some kind of experience.
There's a snarky too that like Don Henley and Steely Dan has as well. When you listen, you're like, oh, that's clever.
Yes. Yeah. Without being mean. Yeah. Right. The Massachusetts Supreme Court on this day in 2003 ruled that the state's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional, clearing a path for that state to become first in the nation to grant marriage rights to same-sex couples.
Nice.
On the national calendar today, it's Mickey Mouse's birthday. It is I don't know. I like how Emery must have heard that. I see you're running downstairs right now to that news.
Yeah, we have Mickey Mouse Clubhouse on in the mornings.
Well, and okay.
I'll go in and she's like, it's Mickey Mouse's birthday today. Like, what? So must be a lot.
It's National Apple Cider Week or National Apple Cider Day. It's American Education Week and it's World Antibiotic Awareness Week. So before Robert Kennedy Jr. gets rid of it all, be aware of antibiotics.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.